This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I have a really sketchy proposition for you, and you're usually open to the sketchy stuff.
I was going
to
say, I love these.
But this one involves getting inside a dumpster.
I would gladly pay somebody to do that for me.
Yeah, I figured it's got to be an inside job. It's got to be just the two of us. Got to be the only two people who know.
Okay, you and I, we're going to go to some dumpster, and we're going to do what?
There's a lot of homes being built in my neighborhood.
Okay.
And in the last few days, I don't know what's going on. It's like there were model homes or something, and they're cleaning out all the model home furniture. And this looks like, it looks like Chip and Joanna furniture.
The stuff they staged the home,
yes.
And they're throwing it away.
And they're in, I don't want to say, I drove by as they were dumping them, and they didn't even look broken, and I couldn't even, none of it looks broken.
But you know the dumpster.
Yeah, and I don't want to say where, it's not the ones right by my house,
okay.
But it's dumpsters. I don't want to say, because I was riding my bike past it, to be totally honest.
I'm with you, man.
And I want you and me.
Free, high-end.
Yes.
Furniture.
I mean, this furniture, I swear, it's model home furniture. So
okay.
It's staging. I don't know why. I thought they put that stuff. Aren't there consigned furniture shops that take that stuff?
You're right, because eventually that stuff kind of gets out of. It's no longer fashionable, so they have to stay fashionable. So yeah, I thought they take it somewhere.
Or donate it to Ronald McDonald House or somewhere.
Right.
But I guess a lot of people have sat on, it's probably been in a model home for 3 years.
Oh yeah, it's worth stealing. We need to steal it.
They threw
it away.
Thank you. Is that stealing?
It's on their property.
Because here's what I do know. We want to talk to people who've dumpster dived and found some cool stuff. What I do know is I've been the guy who dumps a lot of stuff in those dumpsters. And as you're flinging stuff over your head, you can clearly read on the dumpsters, the construction dumpsters, illegal dumping in here is it's like that warning on the beginning of a DVD that says copying this is
right.
Every time I'm throwing all my refuse into those, I know I'm creating a major crime.
But you also know that you didn't leave your name or address anywhere on the paper, anything you're throwing.
I have gotten a lot better at it. I used to, there was time where I get big shipments of wine and stuff in these big boxes. And then I would just take all my crap and throw them in those boxes so I could just carry it.
With your
and
name
as I'm flinging it, I'm like, it's got Slacker on the outside of it with my address.
It does.
You have to peel that. I've done it. I'm better now.
It's like filing the serial numbers off of a firearm kind of a thing.
Here's what's weird. I can tell by everything you're saying. You're not a dumpster diver, but you're an illegal dumper, for sure. If you're telling me the pro tip of getting your name, filing the serial number off, you have dumped illegally.
I'll take it a step further, dude. My illegal dump place is roughly a mile from here.
It's in a
neighborhood. It's an ex-psycho girlfriend from forever ago.
Oh, and it's an apartment complex.
It is, and I dump it there.
Yeah.
And she has five or six different places to
dump.
Why
don't you get some stuff together and you bring it up near me? I'll tell you where to meet me. We'll be pretending to illegally dump while we're dumpster diving.
Okay.
I want to put pictures up of this stuff.
Do we have to get that furniture?
That's the other dumpster diver thing that I remember. If you live anywhere near DU, CU.
This is a good tip.
Super rich kids, their parents will go to IKEA or Scandinavian Designs and deck out their dorm rooms for their first year. And then when they're done at the end of the year, granted, they may have barfed on it and done all sorts of unholy stuff. But when they're done, they just throw their crap out because they don't care.
They don't. And you would know this. And you would
could dumpster dive at CU and get furniture that was amazing.
Yeah.
I got a whole loft. Somebody had built a loft into their, they made it. The dad was into construction. He had 2x4s and all that stuff. Built it in perfectly. So I just used the lumber and built my own loft in my dorm room.
No.
Because somebody had.
And you have some big, nice artwork paintings on your wall. Didn't you snag those?
I dumpster dove that from the Meridian down here at County Line and 25.
And that's a really nice neighborhood.
And there was an eviction going on from somebody Yeah.
And you cruised
by and they were like throwing stuff and like I jumped in. I got my Christmas village. I have a huge painting that's
you
like
you got all that?
Yes, that painting's like what? What's my wingspan right now? 6 feet maybe?
At least.
And by that 8 or 10 huge. Feet.
Yeah. That in its perfect shape.
It was huge. And luckily I had a truck at the time. I got so much stuff out of that. I got an office chair. I got area rugs.
Dude, half your house.
Half
came
my house.
That rocks though.
Is dumpster diving.
Yeah, but it's
I
nice
know there's
stuff.
Other people. Have they cut down on like there's certain retail establishments that people used to dumpster
dive. You're right.
Dive.
You're right. They're not allowed to do anything
like
that's
IKEA
expire or blamed.
Was it? I think Aaron, one of our producers, was talking about people jumping into like mall dumpsters because like Mac. Or
makeup places you're right.
They throw away their blems. They
expired,
throw away.
Or yeah, and it's still pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, or the samples have been used a little bit, but.
Be careful of that.
I know, but it's just a brush that when it's not like the person's eyeball went in there. But you're right. I don't.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, used contacts. Nope. Nope. I bet it's somebody's eyeball, man.
Thank you.
That's a hard no from me. There was a woman in Santa Cruz or near, she would go through, her name is Santa Cruz. She was going through dumpsters in São Paulo.
Dude, this is a great feel-good story.
And it was the only way she could keep her family alive. Yeah. She's probably living in a favela, like the super poor parts of town or whatever.
And she would spend all day. She busted her
butt. She did. One day she was going through and she found $80,000 worth of checks.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would cash those, but she was torn because she felt like she had a way that she could cash those checks and be done with dumpster diving and take care of her family.
Finally, yeah.
But they were checks and cash donations for the Barretos Cancer Hospital.
There you go.
So she could either take care of her family or take care of kids she doesn't know who have cancer.
She didn't think twice on this one.
She turned it all in.
She did.
And people took care of her, right?
They heard her story. A local mall.
Oh yeah.
Reached out to her and said, "Hey, come here."
They're putting her face on billboards promoting a campaign. Wow. It's helped her financially. It sends a message to the community. Like she's gotten her life is completely 100% turned around.
And I like her quote. She goes, "I used to be invisible.
And now she said, my son says I look beautiful and loves seeing my picture on the street.
Great feel good.
And I used to be invisible. All from jumping in a dumpster.
I would have kept the cash. I would have kept
the cash. We all know what you would have done. We're going to see what you do with furniture sitting in a dumpster in Commerce City. I can only hope we run into some meth or something.
All right.
If you're a dumpster diver and you found something cool, we want to hear your dumpster diving stories. Mariah.
Hi.
Hi.
So I opened my door at 4 o'clock in the morning to the cops pounding on my door, asking me if I had seen or heard anything the night before. And when I opened my door, there's these two cops in the dumpster, not even 10 feet from my front door. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And they are asking, so I know what they're asking me about. And they're asking me if I heard noises. Did I see anything? Did I see lights flickering? Did I see anything at all? Because a homeless guy was found murdered face down in the ditch down the street and around the corner. And they found the murder weapon in the dumpster.
What?
From my door.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, how scary is, did they catch, was it one of your neighbors who did it?
Yeah.
They never did find the guy.
Oh, because that's always reassuring.
Oh my God. The cops were the ones
dumpster diving, looking for a murder weapon.
That's half their job, though, isn't it? Being in dumpsters looking for...
Yeah.
Yes.
That is real. You don't still live there, do you?
Oh, no. This is back home in Oregon.
Wow. All right. Thank you for the call. Adam.
Yai.
Dumpster diving.
So went out for a bachelor party in Virginia this summer and rented a car, drove out there. We had a cabin on the river. And it was one of those things where you rent the cabin, you got to follow all the rules. So they have these two giant trash barrels out on the side of the cabin where you had to dump all your trash. And so we got, you know, 9 guys having a bachelor party weekend. So that thing gets hot, cooks in the sun, got all manner of beer and solo cups and just nasty stuff. And the time comes to leave and the rental car keys are nowhere to be found.
Oh, no!
Get out!
We turn the house over. We walk down to the river. We check the beach. We check every single spot we can think of.
Ugh.
And every time we walk past the dirty, fly-infested, stinking trash, I think everybody in the back of their mind knows if we can't find these keys anywhere else.
Oh.
That's where they are.
We're not leaving unless we check this trash can because we're just not leaving. And so we pulled it out, and you know how it kind of gets squishy on the bottom when there's all the liquid and the beer. I'm like squeezing the bottom to see if I can feel the keys down there. And eventually we just went through both barrels. And of course, at the bottom of the stinky, rotting party trash, I find my keys and get the rental car back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
That's, dude.
That's so bad. All right.
I was the best man. It was my job. It was my duty.
Oh.
And it was my rental car. So.
Yeah, oh, dude.
Yeah, you were the
life
of the party.
I'm sorry. I'll pay the fee.
Right.
I'll triple A.
Screw it.
Thank you, Adam. Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi.
Dumpster diving.
We were fishing, deep sea fishing off the coast of Mexico. And we were, like, working with the dead fish. And so I took my ring off and put it on, like, a piece of parchment paper from my lunch. And we didn't realize it until the next day. So we had to track down the guy at the dock the next day. And he's like, yeah, the garbage is still here. And so it was this big, like, pile of garbage that had been sitting out in the sun
fish
all day.
Parts.
And it was just, like, dead fish parts.
How much, honest to God, I don't know if you want to answer this, how much was that ring worth? Because I'm telling you right now, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
You'd have to have the Hope Diamond in there for me to even get, like, I don't care. Sentimental value means nothing. Like, I'm not touching, like, fish guts that have been cooking outside in the hot sun.
That can't be good.
And the worst part was that, like, we showered and even went in the ocean, and the smell would not get off. So the next day, our bed smelled like fish, and the woman that ran the complex we're staying at, there was a huge language barrier, and she wouldn't change the sheets on our bed. So, like, for the next 3 days, we had an entire, like, room in our hotel.
Yeah.
But you did find your ring.
Yes.
Okay, so worth it. No, it's not.
Yeah.
I'll drive and get a divorce just
right,
so I don't need
exactly.
the ring. Thank you for the call, Jennifer. Whitney.
Yay.
Dumpster diving.
So about 15 years ago, I was a hitchhiker hobo kind of a kid, and we used to, when we come into a town, we'd go hit, you know, whatever dumpsters we could find, try and find stuff, and we're at this one dumpster one time, and right on top of the dumpster, very neatly placed, was this manila envelope wrapped in a bunch of packing tape. My friend pulled out his pocket knife, sliced it open, and there was a pound of marijuana inside.
Score!
You are at a drop spot,
nice!
And you put that back.
Yeah. No, we took off with it.
As you should have.
On the next train that we took out of town.
Good part. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I would only take it if I knew I wasn't from that
town.
Right. Because somebody's watching you, and you're going down for that.
Probably a drop zone, but you did good.
Right, yeah, and inside of the manila envelope, so it was like if like they had put mustard in there, but like on the inside, if that makes sense. But they just, well, I'm trying to think of how to describe it. So it was like obviously like a distraction or something
right.
from the smell, but the marijuana wasn't in the mustard. Like they put it.
Yeah, it was professional.
Did you sell it or use it?
Oh, we totally. There was a group of about probably 8 of us when we found it, and so we just all.
Handfuls, you're just off.
Seems like a pound would last a long time.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.